Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Welcome to this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. This week, we are going to do something a little different, and I hope you enjoy it. During this last year, we had some extra time to dig through some boxes of my mom's writings. She wrote a lot of things, mainly for children. And among typewritten stories are letters to and from publishers and agents, and it has been fun to look through. She wrote quite a bit, and I am fortunate to have all of her stories. And she translated a number of Hungarian folktales from Hungarian to English and had always dreamed of publishing a book one day. And because life changed for her, as it often does for all of us, she didn't get to see that dream become a reality. But I plan to put this collection in written form for all her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. So, as I work on this project, from time to time, I will record one of her translated folktales because they are treasures to me, and I hope you'll see the value in them too. She surely hasn't been the only person to do this work, but on the correspondence, I see some dates from the mid-1960s, so she definitely had the idea and was working on this project 50 years ago. So let me introduce you to these folktales by explaining a little bit about the man behind the legends. King Matthias was the ruler of Hungary from 1440 to 1490. He was the great Hungarian king of the Renaissance and one of the greatest public figures in Hungarian history. One of his prime concerns was the alleviation of the suffering of the serfs, and very often he would disguise himself in peasant clothes and walk among his people. He insisted that truth and justice be upheld at all times. And because of his many actions along this line, he was loved by all the people. This is why there are so many legends, tales, and myths centering around him. King Matthias was so well loved by the common people that the folktales spread to the surrounding Ukrainian, Slovakian, Slovenian, and even Romanian folklore. King Matthias's Willow Branch. The people of Vari were having a problem. The people of Csaszár were also having a problem. The problem was because of the Tisza River, which flowed between their two villages. Vari was on one side of the river, and Csaszár was on the opposite side. It was right at this point, between the two villages, that the Tisza River had two branches. Because logs and silt would sometimes block one path, the river would flow past in the other. In between the two branches of the river was a large, fertile island, and it depended on the River Tisza which village would be able to use the land. It happened that on a particular day when the people of the two villages were arguing about the land in the middle, that King Matthias and his aides were passing through on a hunting trip. "Let the king decide," shouted the villagers of Vari. "He is the most just ruler that Hungary has ever had. He can give us a fair solution." "What is the problem?" asked the king as he dismounted from his horse. "Against whom do you complain?" "The Tisza, good king, the River Tisza," answered the people. "What, indeed? The Tisza is a big master. I don't know that we can teach such a big river any order. But why is the Tisza such a problem?" The people explained about the two branches of the river and the island in between. "But how does that make trouble for you?" asked the king. "When the Tisza flows in the faraway branch, close to the village of Vari, then we are able to use all the land. But when it is the other way around and the river flows in the path closest to our village, then everything that we have planted and worked is cut off from us by the Tisza River, and they reap the harvest." "Does the land in the middle of the two river branches belong to you?" asked the king. "Certainly it does," answered the people of Csaszár. "All right then," began the king, "let us go to where the river flows. Tell the people of Csaszár to be there too, and we will discuss the matter." Not long afterward, the people from both villages gathered at the banks of the Tisza River, and all the wise men of the village were there too, each thinking that they had an answer to the problem. King Matthias asked the question again, "Does this land belong to you?" But this time both villages said it was their land, and soon there was quite an argument. The king just listened and then spoke quietly. "Now I know what the truth about this problem is. If the river Tisa flows in your village, keeping you away from the land, then you become the beggars. And when the river Tisa flows in the village of Vadi, then they become the beggars. Here's what we must do. The king whispered something in his aide's ear. The aide nodded his head and went on his errand. This land, continued the king, must be divided. Half will belong to the village of Vadi, and the other half to the village of Chasa. And here, said the king as the messenger returned, is the willow branch. The king took it from the messenger and held it high for all the villagers to see. I am going to plant this willow branch on the island, and it will divide the land equally and bring an end to your troubles. As the king was getting ready to plant the branch, the villagers of Vadi drew together in a little group. The king is being unfair, they said to each other. Perhaps tonight, after he plants the branch, we can come out and move it over and make our portion bigger. Now the villagers from Chasar had grouped together to discuss the very same thing. They also planned to come out that night and move the willow branch over, giving them more land. Finally, the king was ready to plant the willow branch. He and his aides had measured out the island and had found the best spot. The villagers from Vadi and Chasar were not too concerned where the king planted the branch, for each group had plans to move it that night anyway. Is everyone agreed that this is the fairest place to plant the willow branch? Asked the king, standing exactly on the spot. The villagers all nodded their heads. King Matthias then poked the willow branch into the ground, but something unusual happened. The minute the king planted it, the branch took root and began to grow. It grew and grew and grew. It grew so thick and so big that no one could ever have pulled it up again. The villagers all looked on with amazed faces. Now the land was divided and they couldn't do anything about it. Each group realized that justice had been done, and even though they felt otherwise, justice reigned once again in the kingdom of Hungary. The people fell to their knees, praising King Matthias the Just, and promised him that they would be satisfied forever because truth and justice are always the best. And since that time, the river Tisa has changed its path many, many times. Still, each village has its own land, and there has never been a problem since. I hope you enjoyed this little story translated by my mom so long ago, and I hope you can see why King Matthias was referred to as King Matthias the Just. Hungarian Living is a division of Magyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at magyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.